In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful. By the angels who tear out with violence. By those who gently draw out. And by those who glide along. And those that outstrip swiftly. And those that conduct a certain affair. On the day when the earth shall quake, followed soon afterwards by the sky, all hearts shall be filled with terror, and all eyes shall be downcast. They say, "What? Shall we indeed be returned to our former state? What? When we have been turned to old hollow bones?" They say, "It would in that case be a return with loss. But with just one blast they shall be awakened." Have you heard the story of Moses? His Lord called out to him in the holy valley of Toa, saying, "Go to Pharaoh. He has indeed transgressed all bounds. And say to him, would you like to reform yourself? If so, I will guide you to your Lord, so that you may be in awe of him." He showed Pharaoh the mightiest miracle, but Pharaoh cried lies and rebelled. He then turned away hastily. He summoned all his men and made a proclamation to them. "I am your supreme Lord," he said. Consequently, Allah seized him with the punishment, both in the hereafter and in this life. Surely in this there is a lesson for the God-fearing. Which is stronger in constitution, you or the heaven he has built? He raised it high and gave it a perfect shape, and gave darkness to its night, and brought out its daylight. After that he spread out the earth. Then from it he brought forth its water and its pastures, and set its mountains firm for you and your cattle to delight in. Then, when the greatest catastrophe comes, on the day when man shall call to mind what he has done, when hell shall be placed in full view of all, then he who had rebelled and preferred the life of this world shall have his abode in hell. But he who feared to stand before his Lord and forbade his soul its evil desires shall have his home in paradise. They question you about the hour of doom. When will it come? But why should you be concerned with its exact timing? The final word concerning it belongs to your Lord. Your mission is merely to warn those who fear it. On the day when they shall see it, they shall feel as if they had stayed in this world a single evening or a single morning.